Well, there was some interesting rhythm dance on that last track for sure. That was the duet of Natsuki Tamura on trumpet and Jim Black on drums from their brand new album. That second track that wah-wah mute and a little bit of the growl mute reminiscent of some Duke Ellington stuff. Interesting duet album there with the trumpeter Natsuki Tamura, and Jim Black on drums. And it's brought us into the second hour of our program today. It's 11:05 here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name's Keith Black. Well, I'm moving into my historical segment now. If you listen regularly, you know that almost all the time I do a historical segment, and my sort of unofficial rule of thumb is it needs to be 20 years old to make it to the historical date situation. I've gone back 100 years and gone back a lot more than 20, but today I'm going back to an album that came out the year that I started this show and is now eligible to be in the historical segment. It came out in 1999, the year that the station opened and the year that I started the show 25 years ago today. It's by, not appropriately, I think, a Canadian-born trumpeter. Again, trumpet has been pretty front and center this morning. Kenny Wheeler. We always like in Canada to consider him a Canadian, although he lived most of his life in Great Britain. But he did record here a lot, too. I played a lot of albums with him, including a Winnipeg-based album with Wheeler here many years ago and performing in Toronto, Vancouver, all around. He did a lot of Canadian work, but his livelihood was mainly in the U.K., In 1999, he released an album called A Long Time Ago, which was the other reason, which is the other reason that I thought that an album that came out in the year that I was checking for to see albums that came out in 99, and this one was A Long Time Ago, and it was Kenny Wheeler. I thought that sort of made it eligible, if you will. This is an interesting album. It's basically with a trio made up of Wheeler on flugelhorn, John Taylor on piano, and John Paricelli on guitar. But it also has a brass octet that makes it sort of a more genre-bending sort of a chamber jazz thing, except it's all brass added to it. But it's sort of all the compositions are by Kenny Wheeler. Half the album is a suite called The Long Ago Suite. It goes about 32 minutes, and I'm not going to play that today. I'm going to play the other half of the album, which has shorter tracks. It included in the shorter tracks are a track called The New Suite. That's GNU Suite. It runs about 9 minutes, and it's the sort of best known, if you will, track by Wheeler on this album, and it has been recorded by him other times as well. But here, for my historical segment with some very interesting brass and additional trio material with Kenny Wheeler on flugelhorn, here is A Long Time Ago.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Some very interesting writing there going back to 1999. All the compositions there by trumpeter Kenny Wheeler, whose album that was, called A Long Time Ago. And I chose that for two reasons. One, I liked the title. I thought it was appropriate for today's show. And also that I wanted to find an album that had come out in 1999, which 25 years ago today was my first show. So there you go. Kenny Wheeler, my historical segment today from the album A Long Time Ago. Kenny Wheeler was just really admired and loved in the jazz world, and that wonderful tone of his, beautiful, beautiful on trumpet and flugelhorn, just did a fine job. And it's 11:41. We're heading into the second hour of our show, so let's keep right on going here. I guess this next set will take us close to noon. And it's Toronto-based drummer, composer, leader, marketer, publicist, you name it, Ernesto Cervini. And as I've mentioned many times, also a friend of CKOW in that he contributes to the fund drive every year. Anyhow, he has three or four different bands. The major sextet one that I'm playing now is called Turboprop, with Tara Davidson on alto, Joel Fram on tenor, William Karn on trombone, Adrian Ferruccia on piano, Dan Loomis on bass, and Ernesto Cervini on drums. The album's called A Canadian Songbook, and all the compositions are by Canadians. Some of them are by band members, Cervini and others, but other folks get in there, like, what's his name, the... James Hill wrote Skeletons, which I'm going to play in a while. And there's a Bare Naked Ladies track on the album as well. And it's really neat. These guys are great. They performed here last year at the Jazz Festival. Too briefly, but they did a great job when they had the chance. Here's Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop with three tracks, starting with Skeletons. Thank you.
Thank you.